Please rise as we continue with a time of prayers, of the prayers of the church. We will uplift the names that are there printed in our prayer list, and then two additional prayer requests. One is for thanksgiving for the gift of new life for Andrew and Emily as they're expecting the gift of a baby girl that's due in March. Very exciting. And then also for Jimmy, as he's going in for surgery this week. Let us pray for the whole people of God and for all people according to their needs. This last Sunday of the church year, we come before our Heavenly Father in the name of the one who is King of Kings, his Son, Jesus. At his invitation, we pray, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, the strength of the weak and the consolation of those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers on behalf of your people. Lord, today we pray that you would journey with Andrew and Emily and the gift of life that's with Emily, that you would protect both mother and baby in this time, and we pray for safe delivery in March. For Jimmy, as he faces surgery, that you would guide the hands of the surgeons that are in charge of him and his care. And for those names we mentioned here today, for John, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Spencer, Bruce and Kathy, Bernice, Nicole, Cole, Daryl and Janine, Christina, Kyla, Jennifer, Jeff, Deanna and Corky, Steve, Liz, Pamela, Nancy, Kian, Shane, Aspen, Ron, and Bob. We pray that by your power, their illness and challenges may be turned around. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, without your aid, faith can grow cold. Questions about your love and mercy can arise, and the problems in front of our eyes can seem more real than your abiding presence. Renew strong faith and urgent love in us and all your brothers and sisters in the faith so that we each hear for ourselves the clear promise of paradise you announced from the throne of the cross. Strengthen us for joyful service in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
It is into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.